Yes.
15, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, can I rant for one second? It's not even really a rant.
Sure.
I just want to address something.
Sure.
So I was gone Friday, right? I had to drive to Chicago, or not Chicago, Bloomingdale, a little outside of Chicago. Anyway, the GPS took us a faster route, which was off the highway through Gary, Indiana. Haven't drove through Gary, Indiana in quite some time, Brock. Let me tell you, dude, why the F? Why do people live there?
Need a carpet bomb.
The one thing. All right, I'm looking around. It's just interesting to me, first off, driving through the town. I'm like, wow, dude, what?
Yeah.
This is like zombie land. Like, dude, this is where they filmed The Walking Dead. Is this it? I was looking at the wife like, this has got to be it. This looks like it.
It used to be a much better place, Gary, Indiana. You know, very industrial. Had a lot of... Mm-hmm.
Which I want you to get to here in a second. Before mm-hmm. we get to that, the thing I was thinking about is, like, how do people live here? Like if I was here, I'd literally just walk 40 miles to the left, and wherever I ended up, it would be better than Gary.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be better off.
So,
like, how do you settle there?
All industrial now, and I was reading an article about it because, yeah, if you know anything about me, whenever I have to travel to
maybe
Wisconsin,
the people are great. I'm not saying
there's great people there. It's just the area itself. You know, it's all industrial. That's the thing, and everyone knows. Every time I have to drive to Wisconsin, I bitch about that area on 94 that you got to go through. It's garbage. I hate it. I hate going through there. Gary, everyone needs to leave. They carpet bomb it. Maybe start fresh. Okay, but it was all. Because of the steel. There's all steel mills through there.
So it's boom. So you had good things to say about it earlier when we talked about it. It's booming for a while.
Yeah.
Huh?
At one point, it had a peak population of 178,000 people. Now it has 69,000 people. Dude, mm-hmm. that's less than half of the people there. So that's a lot of houses, a lot of buildings that are just gone to waste. And I don't know if it'll ever build back up. I know there's some people trying to build back Gary, Indiana, but it's...
You know, around like Halloween time, people try to scare themselves. They watch scary movies. They'll go to haunted house. You know, it's fun to get like freaked out. Hey, go trick-or-treating in Gary, Indiana. That'll scare you, dude. You will be terrified.
Yeah, there's a lot of crack houses around Gary, Indiana. A lot of crack houses.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm sure the people are great, but you know what? It is what I say we do, all right? We get everyone out of there. We say, all right, get all your stuff. Get everything you need, okay? We're going to put you over here for a little bit. We're just going to carpet bomb Gary, okay? We're just going to carpet bomb it, and we're just going to rebuild. We're going to start fresh in Gary, Indiana. And just, I mean, like the name Gary. Like, hey, where do you live?
Gary. It's just Gary.
And for any Garys out there listening, I'm not knocking you as a person.
Not knocking the name.
But,
no,
like, I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm from the wonderful city of Gary, which was, by the way, named after... Lawyer Herbert Henry Gary, who was the founding chairman of the United States Steel Corporation. So that's
we should switch Hell Michigan with Gary, Indiana. We'll call it Hell Indiana because dude, damn.
Right now. Yep. So well, I'm glad you got to see it. You know, maybe it'll get better.
Dude, you know, I was driving a little faster than the speed limit through Gary, man.
I would take Gary, Indiana over any city in Ohio in a heartbeat. All right.
There's another thought too, driving through it. I'm like, dude, my tire's gonna pop. Something's going to happen.
Right there.
Like, out of all the places your car could break down, dude, this is the spot it's going to happen.
Right there in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
It's in that one country song, Gary, Indiana, Mobile, Alabama, whatever that one song is. You know, but that's it.
There's a certain smell to it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the steel mills, man. That and the... And the sadness.
I drove by the, what was it called? The steel yard? The minor league baseball field over there?
Yep.
Like, damn, you're playing baseball there, dude.
No, that's just another crack house. It's just a big crack. It's a crack field. Crack field. So,
anyway,
but still better.
Gary, but.
Still better than any place in Ohio. And I stand by that.
Yep.
I stand by that because Ohio is the Gary, Indiana of the United States. All right. That's what it is. All right. We got to get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love them over there, man. They're fantastic. You know, when you're in a relationship, there's ups and downs. There's arguments. There's a disagreement. Sometimes you sleep on the couch, and sometimes the wife doesn't. That happens, all right? But I don't know. If
that's why I got the double wide futon mattress.
Is that why? Just in case.
I was sleep on it a few times.
That's okay. However, if something like this happens in your relationship, you might need to reconsider things. So back in 2008, a Cleveland man named John Walford was at his home with his then fiance Judy, and she asked him to carry a box of vinegar jugs from her car to her basement. Maybe she had a bunch of canning she was doing. I don't know. Okay. Well, he carried the box through the back door, tripped over Judy's shoes, and then tumbled down the steps.
Damn. You left your shoes. Dude, so I know how this started.
He had several broken bones, racked up over $80,000 in medical bills, and lost more than $18,000 in income because he couldn't work for several months. So John sued Judy. All right.
Damn.
Claiming she created dangerous conditions in her home and failed in her duty as a host to protect social guests from those conditions.
Dude, you know what? Hope my wife is listening. Are you listening? This is serious. Dude, this is funny. I can directly relate to this.
Yeah.
She does that. You know how steep my stairs are going to this basement, Brock?
Yeah.
Dude, she always leaves like her black high top shoes, whatever you call them.
Oh, she's trying to snuff you out, for
snuff
sure.
Snuff me out, dude. And they're black, so you know it's dark at night. Dude, there's one time, man. I'm every bit of athletic ability that I could muster up at that given moment. I saved myself somehow. I don't even have a railing to hold on to, dude.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
She's trying to fold me up at the bottom of the stairs.
She's sitting there looking around the corner like, oh, he's walking over to the basement. Yeah. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is, he caught himself.
She's like rubbing her hands together for some reason. I was like, damn.
Well, bad news for John. It was thrown out. A court ruled that Judy's shoes were open and obvious, and a person taking precautions would have seen them. The most fascinating part of the timeline, the accident happened in February of 2018, and a year later, May of 2019, John and Judy got married.
Wow.
And then John sued her in October of 2019.
He set it up.
They're still married, too. They're still married. Don't you think? Think about this now, okay? Think about going to your wife and saying, look, I'm taking your ass to court, lady, okay? If I tripped over these shoes one too many times, that's it.
Hey,
we're going to court.
Still love you. Still love it. But, you know, I'm taking your ass to court. It's great.
And what is it about women leaving? Look, I don't ask much from my wife, okay? I'm not one of those husbands who's like, you got to have dinner cooked and the dishes washed and the laundry folded. Like, I don't ask much. I ask one thing of my wife, and that is don't put your shoes in the kitchen. Okay, like kitchen / dining room. And for some reason, my wife, love her to death, she's just like, I'm just going to kick my shoes off willy-nilly. Where they land, they land, and we'll just leave it be. And it drives me nuts. Actually, you know what? I'm kind of on board with John here. I'm suing Kiki next time I trip over those shoes. That's it. That's it. Maybe then she'll learn.
Here's a tip to the ladies, too. Just use baby oil. Just baby oil.
Yeah, just yeah. If you're trying to snuff us out,
efficient.
Just puddle of baby oil at the top of the stairs. we're done. All right? That's it.
I'll be folded up at the bottom. You can get to your half of the money.
It just sounds like a painful way to go, man. Just falling down the... Your stairs aren't too steep, though, right?
They're padded, too.
Yeah,
so you can make it.
And there's not that many. What is it, like 10 stairs down to the basement?
It's a good 12. It's
See, you know what? Your death isn't going to come from the bottom. It's when you hit your head on that low beam you have.
The cement at the bottom. It depends on how many flips you do. If you do 2.5, you're dead.
If, Hunter's wife is listening. Keep doing it because I do want to see what happens with that. All right. So there you go. Suing wives. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.